Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.
Jeff's tangled up in some thank you gift drama. Somebody called you vile?
A vile, selfish criminal.
Whoa.
To my face.
What did you do?
To my face.
In your face.
And I'm going to count on everyone who can hear my voice right now to tell me if I'm in the wrong or if he is in the wrong.
Okay.
Because if there's one thing you know about me is I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong.
Very easy for you to do. For real?
It's part of my only child upbringing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're so easy to be married to. We pray for Callie every day.
Hashtag pray for Callie.
Hashtag pray for Jeff's wife, Callie.
That should have been my wedding hashtag.
Print that on some napkins at your reception.
Pray for
hashtag pray for Callie.
Hashtag only child. Hashtag pray for Callie. So I'll tell the story. Then you call in. And if I'm wrong, just tell me. And I'll take it like a man.
Okay.
I was the recipient of a thank you gift that was comprised of a stack of $10 gift cards.
Okay.
All right. So somebody.
Does the amount in the stack matter?
There were 10 $10 gift
cards. Oh, nice.
Okay. So the gentleman who gave it to me was saying thank you for something I did for him. He gave me a note and an envelope, and in the envelope are these 10 $10 gift cards. And I was like, well, that is very nice. Okay. I in turn took those 10 $10 gift cards and I gave them to other people.
You re-gifted them.
I didn't re-gift them because at this point they're mine. So I just gifted them.
Okay. You re-gifted.
They're gifted. I didn't re-gift. I gifted.
Okay.
They're mine. So I gave them to, I basically took his $100 thank you gift, split it up, and gave it out as five smaller thank you gifts of $20 each.
Okay.
Right? So that all happens. Fast forward a few days, guy tells me that the envelope he gave me was a mistake, and he didn't mean those gift cards were for somebody else, and his wife messed up and set the wrong thing on the table and blah, blah, came up, excuse me, blah, 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 blah. And he didn't mean to give me that. Instead, he gave me a $25 gift certificate to a completely different place. And I said,
so the $25 gift certificate was meant for you. The $10 gift certificates were meant for somebody else. He just swapped the envelopes.
I said to him, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've already given away, or the gift cards are already gone. He responds with like a laugh, like I'm joking. I explain that I'm serious. He responds with, how can they already be gone? I just gave them to you. I respond that I've given them to, or like I use them to give them to somebody else. He responds with, you didn't even use them yourself. I said no. And it's starting to get weird. Like now this is a whole weird exchange. And he's like, well, I need you to reimburse me for those. And I said, that doesn't even make any sense. You're asking me to pay you back for a gift that I didn't even, what? Like, and now I'm starting to get confused. I'm like, what? And he's like, I did not mean to get, this was yours. That was excessive. You shouldn't have accepted it. And you certainly shouldn't have given away to other people. It's only been a few days. I want them back.
So he's mad at you for not only accepting the wrong gift, but re-gifting them.
I guess. So I responded with, no, I don't have to give these back. Like, you gave them to me with no conditions attached. And at that point, he said, I can't believe you're being like this. And I said, like what? And he said, a vile, selfish criminal. And then I laughed again because I thought he was joking, and he was 100% not joking.
This is some serious drama. So,
and he's a, like a normal guy. Like, he's not, I don't know him that well, but he's not like a crazy man.
He's not typically an irrational person that you know. Well, who did you give them to? Can I ask that?
I gave them to some people who helped out at my house.
Okay, so like as like a gratuity or something like that, because they were working.
Yes.
They were doing some work on your house.
100%.
And you were like, oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. And that's typically a service you would tip for.
I think so. I don't know. Okay. I always get confused when you have somebody come over and like work on your air conditioner, or like fix your TV or install your cable. Yeah, I don't know. Do you tip those guys? I don't know. I don't know.
It's always nice to offer. Like, that offer is so generous.
Right.
I think that's very sweet.
Especially,
like a moving company, you definitely tip movers.
Right, but I get confused when, like, a painter comes over and, like, you write the painter a check for the painter they did. But if you have a plethora of $10 gift cards.
That's, like, a nice little extra thing.
It didn't cost me anything, then that's a no-brainer. So is this guy, 404-263-0941, is this guy... Right. Am I wrong for giving away what I thought was mine? Or am I right and this guy's a lunatic?
And he wants you to pay him back.
Still.
Still today. He wants you to pay him back.
Yes. He wants me to think. He said, why don't you think about it? And I agreed to because I don't know why.
So you have to talk to him later today and face it?
Well, I don't have anything to think about. He gave them to me. I gave them away. End of story.
I think that you're completely in the wrong, actually.
How can I possibly be in the wrong? You think I'm a vile, selfish criminal?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. The selfish part, yeah. But I wouldn't go...
In the vile, well, depending.
Well, yeah, that depends on the day. But I wouldn't go...
Yeah, you don't steal, so that's good.
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong.
How can... How?
Star 94.1.
Should you be required to give back a gift that was mistakenly given to you, especially if you already re-gifted it?
Guy gives me a stack of $10 gift cards to a restaurant as a thank you for helping him out with something. I turn around and give those gift cards out to people who helped me out with something. Now he's mad at me because his original gift to me was an accident, and he actually had a smaller gift certificate for me, but his wife screwed up the envelopes. I ended up with the gift cards. He wants them back. I say he's ridiculous. Dana in Conyers says he's ridiculous.
Totally. Like, you are so right in this. He gave it to you. What's happening is his wife's at home freaking out on him. What have you done? So, like, he's got to go and save face from getting a lashing whenever he gets back home. He's trying to save the day. Like, he's freaking out because his wife is freaking out. He could really care less.
All right, Dana, well, don't go anywhere because Jen Hobby claims, have you changed your mind?
No, I still think you're in the wrong.
And Jen Hobby claims that I am in the wrong and that she has the right answer to this. Gretchen in Atlanta, before we talk to Jen, what are your thoughts?
Just right. It's inappropriate for him to even come back to you in the first place. He needs to just eat that loss and say it was a mistake to his wife. But I don't think etiquette allows for him to go back and say, oops, my bad. And for you to not accept it would have been rude. So I think you're right.
It's the equivalent here. Like, think about this, Jen, before you argue your pace. And Gretchen, back me up. If I took somebody a plate of brownies.
Okay.
Right? And then they ate all the brownies. And then I went back to him and said, oh, hey, those brownies were actually for Kelly Cheese. I need them back. Like,
what can you do?
It's done.
It's not like it was a wrapped present with the original card on, with Jeff's name on it. They're
right.
Blank gift cards. They're his to do with what he wants.
Sydney, thank you, Gretchen. Sydney in Loganville. It always comes back to food with me. Brownies.
The food analogy.
Sydney in Loganville.
Yes, I think you are in the right. You were given the gift, so why should you have to give it back? The man made the mistake by giving you the wrong gift. That's on him.
Thank you. All right, Jen, let's hear you attempt to argue the other side of this. Because now, when we were in the break, Jen said, you could have put this to bed so easily, but you're just stirring up trouble.
You're just stirring up drama because you're just about justice. But obviously this person, this guy, is friends enough with you that you've done something nice for him that he's given you a thank you gift for. You know him and his wife. So if you're going to preserve the relationship, which could be the ultimate goal if you want these people still in your life, which I'm assuming is yes.
Well,
he said he's normal, typically.
He's a neighbor, so yeah.
Okay, well, that is even more reason to not worry about justice as much as you worry about the relationship and the long-term effects of it. So my thing is you re-gifted the gift cards to people you were giving like an extra bonus gratuity to.
Correct.
As a tip.
Right.
Well, if you were going to tip them anyway, why not use that money to just give it back to him? And then the whole thing, boom, goes away. I mean, you're not super strapped for cash or anything. You were going to tip them out of your budget anyway, probably.
Because that's not the point. The point is the principle of it. Like, you can't insist on giving a gift back.
But I think if you want to make it right and not just stir up all this drama and trouble with a neighbor who you're going to see again, it's not like this person can disappear out of your life, then just pay him back the gift cards and move on.
April in Atlanta, welcome to Nonsense Radio with Jen Hobby.
Jeff, you are totally right. Like, you, that's been an Indian giver asking for it back. I mean, a mistake is a mistake. Like, we all make them and we regret them sometimes, but that doesn't mean you can just go back and take your gift back, like, especially if you already give them out. Like, if you maybe had one or two, you can just be honest and say, I have one or two I can give back, but I don't think that you have to. I really feel like you're okay, and the person just has to take their loss. And I really believe it's his wife that cares. I don't think he cares.
I think his wife realized it.
And it's
Don't you think that Jeff's going to still have to live near or interact with this wife and husband?
He called me a vile, selfish criminal. He does not deserve my courtesy.
What, are you going to just build a big old fence?
Like, now, every time the other person gets mad, he probably attacks people. So I would just let it go. Like, yeah, everybody's grown in the situation. I think it'll be okay in the long run.
Cool. Thanks, April. Thanks for being politically correct.
I think, April, it's going to be okay in the long run if Jeff just gives it back to him.
Jen,
what if you split the difference?
Why should I?
Because I'm just saying.
This guy is
going to be in your life
for a long time. He's a bully.
Do you want to be the only child throughout your life?
In every single situation?
I'm right.
This has nothing to do with about being an only child. Kelly?
Well, the tone of your voice does. I don't want you to ask me because I don't want to agree with you, but Jen, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's true, though. Like, what Jen is saying, you want to preserve that relationship. However, this person gave Jeff these gift cards.
Thank you.
It was their mistake, and it was their mix-up, and if he got walked away out of the house, out of the property, wherever it was, and then a day or two later, it doesn't matter if it's 5 hours later, Jeff could have been on a plane to wherever, and now he wants the gift cards back.
But don't you have to turn the other cheek?
But
right? Isn't that the lesson, though?
No.
Is that we turn the other cheek, and that will make you feel happier in your heart.
Yeah, I'll turn
to
all
preserve the relationship rather than to be right.
I'll turn all sorts of cheeks. I just ain't reaching into my pocket. Maria in Lawrenceville, or is that Marla? I'm sorry, in Lawrenceville. Welcome to Kelly's Temple of Wisdom.
So, I'm sorry, Jeff. I believe you're wrong.
Yes!
And here's why. You received an envelope full of gift cards, correct?
Yes.
And in my mind, if it was me, I would have questioned that. Why am I receiving all these gift cards?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have asked my neighbor, hey, was this intentional?
They were just they were $10 each. Who am I to judge somebody else's generosity?
I mean, if it was $10 each, don't you think you would have gotten one gift card with the equivalent amount?
You think
for just one person?
You think
listen to her. She's smart. Welcome to Smartville.
You think the pastor at the church is looking into the gift basket going, whoa, somebody dropped in a 20. Y'all sure you meant to do this?
No, I know you and I have both done this before because our friend George gave us some gift cards as a thank you for Ted's Montana Grill.
Yeah.
And they were very generous.
Yes.
They were like several $50 gift cards in there.
Yes.
And both of us went back to George and said, was this on purpose? Or did you mean to give this to us?
No, you asked me and I was like, roll with it, Jen. And I told you I asked him, but I never did. He gave us a stack of gift cards. I take those gift cards. That's bison in my belly, honey. I ain't going back. Somebody gives me food. I ain't going, hey, you sure you meant to do this? Come on now.
All right. As always, the debate will rage on. We're on Facebook.
It's not even a
Jeff
debate.
And Jen Show.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.